Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Corum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Several years ago, I started seeing this guy pop up online espousing the benefits of extreme cold exposure, like sitting in the snow and doing breath work. And I kind of passed it off as this crazy trend that would go away, but it blew up. I was totally wrong. It's been sticking around. What was interesting is the kind of crazy, I'm not going to say cult-like following, but people were just drawn to this. And I think that's kind of typical in our social media age. When something's sensationalized or you see something extreme, it just sparks your curiosity. What I was watching was the start of the Wim Hof movement. Wim Hof, also known as the Iceman, is an extreme athlete noted for his ability to withstand very extremely low temperatures. At one point, he held a Guinness World Record for swimming under ice and for prolonged full body contact with ice. And he still holds the record for barefoot half marathon on ice and snow. Let's just be honest, that's weird, but whatever. It's kind of nuts if you ask me, but there's no shortage of crazy in health and fitness. Just look at the Liver King. Wim Hof created the Wim Hof Method. And until recently, there wasn't any peer-reviewed research about the efficacy of this solution. Now, the Wim Hof Method combines cold exposure, breathing exercises, and meditation. And it's been touted as kind of a game changer for cardiovascular health and mental well-being. But does the science really back up the hype? Well, there's a new randomized control trial by Kettlehut and colleagues, and they took a closer look at the Wim Hof Method's effectiveness in healthy adult males. They put the method to the test, measuring everything from heart rate variability to psychological stress. So we're going to unpack those findings and what they could mean for you. So Kettlehut's study recruited 42 healthy men with no prior Wim Hof experience and randomly assigned them to either 15-day Wim Hof intervention or a control group. The intervention group dove into daily showers, cold showers, breathing exercises, and meditation, while the control group stuck to their usual routines. That's really good. Randomized control trials is what you're looking for if you really want to see if an intervention works. The researchers really left no stone unturned, assessing a wide array of physiological and psychological markers. They looked at heart rate variability, blood pressure, arterial stiffness, cold stress responses, perceived stress, mood, and more. We don't have to go into all that. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to dive in. So, did the Wim Hof Method live up to its really bold claims? Surprisingly, the results were underwhelming, maybe to the people in the Wim Hof camp. Despite good adherence to the protocol and no adverse events, the 15-day Wim Hof intervention didn't lead to any significant changes in cardiovascular or psychological outcomes compared to the control group. So variables like heart rate variability, blood pressure, those things didn't really change. Even the response to a cold stress test, which you might expect to improve with regular cold exposure, but it didn't. On the psychological front, the Wim Hof Method didn't significantly impact stress levels, mood, or vitality, or any of that stuff. The only change was a small reduction in perceived stress across both groups, which could be due to factors outside of the intervention. Now, before you just completely write off the Wim Hof Method, there are a few things to consider about this. First, the study was 15 days, and that was it. It's going to be really hard to see changes in any of these parameters in just 15 days. There are some papers showing that short-term mindfulness interventions impact heart rate variability. There's more research demonstrating that longer-term practices in mindfulness improve HRV, stress. So we know that doing these things for a very long period of time are very beneficial for building mental fitness, improving stress resilience. However, the claim that Wim Hof Method is a quick fix for cardiovascular health or mental well-being, well, 15 days wasn't long enough to see that. It's a reminder, I think, for all of us to focus on the fundamentals: regular exercise, sleep, mental fitness, which includes mindfulness, gratitude, breath work, fostering healthy relationships, eating a diet that's anti-inflammatory, of mostly unprocessed foods. these quick fix type of methodologies generally, typically never work. I think the component parts of the Wim Hof method of breath work and mindfulness, yeah, if you do those things for a long period of time, they're going to help. Cold exposure, the jury's still out on some of that. We do know that cold exposure after lifting weights can blunt hypertrophic effects. So all I'm here to say is there needs to be a better study on this. The Wim Hof method appears to be safe, although I've seen some lawsuits out there on some different things. And if you enjoy the practice and you feel that it benefits you, make sure you do it with a group. Never do any of these crazy hyperventilation type of breathwork techniques when you're near water. You never want to pass out. That could happen. But if you enjoy the practice and you feel it benefits you, there's no harm in incorporating it alongside other evidence-based health habits like we just discussed. Just manage your expectations and don't rely on it as a magic bullet. I hope this helped demystify the Wim Hof method. And if you found it valuable, please share it with a friend or family member who's curious about the Wim Hof buzz or breath work and cold exposure. Until next time, stay critical, stay consistent, and keep chasing excellence.